You're listening to the Recovering Corpaholics podcast with host Felicia Stivelman, the podcast to help Big Four professionals quit the corporate games and break free into a meaningful career. In today's episode, we're going to talk about three reasons why you're not achieving your goals. Find the full show notes to this episode at recoveringcorpaholics.com/37. If you're ready to achieve big things but are having trouble finding the time to do so, you are not alone. According to Forbes, when asking leaders if they've successfully completed their goals for the day, the majority of them responded with, "I have no idea." And I believe there are three main obstacles that keep us from achieving our goals. First, it's that we're not clear or that we're not realistic on what our goals actually are. Second, is that we just can't find the time to work on them, you know, and there's just so many fire drills these days. And third, that we actually have too many goals and we don't know where to focus. So how do we solve for these three obstacles so you can start achieving your goals today? Keep listening. So the first obstacle I want to talk about is not being clear or realistic about what your goals actually are. Sometimes we have no idea what we want to achieve. Sometimes we just have things that we want to do and we're just not clear on why we want them. So for example, I have a goal to record an episode of my podcast each week. However, that is not a goal. That is an action step for a goal. The goal here would be to gain more attention, become a thought leader, use it later to write a book, etc. But I didn't put that together until one day I stepped back and thought to myself, why am I taking up so much of my time on this podcast? You know, I'm not someone who's famous and I don't have a big following. So is this even worth my time? Because putting a podcast together does take a lot of time to write it, to record it, to post it, all those things. And when I have a lot of things to do, I would choose doing those things versus my podcast because I wasn't clear on why I was doing it in the first place. I know my goal was, you know, have 50 episodes, but other than having that numeric value, you know, what is the outcome for doing my podcast? So what I had to do was get clear on why I'm doing this. And now that I am clear on what I'm trying to do, you know, I want to use this for my clients and eventually put it together for a book. I now make time for my podcast. I have a purpose with my podcast. So, and for being realistic, I believe that you should dream big. You know, for more on that, go listen to episode 26. But you also need to be realistic in how big your goal is and how much time it will take for you to achieve it. Saying that you want to win a fitness competition in a month when you haven't worked out in years may not be the best, but 3, 6 months, or a year from now, that's definitely doable. So set yourself up for success. So to avoid this obstacle, here are some of the other things that you can do. For every goal or dream you have, ask yourself, why do I want to achieve this? And if you don't know why, start thinking of that big win you want to achieve for that year. Think about why that is important to you and how it's going to benefit you. On the opposite side, you can also think about what the risk is for you to not achieve that goal. And don't skip this. I know there's a lot to get done and you want and like to get stuff done. I know you overachievers out there, but being clear on what you're trying to achieve is going to make you feel way more accomplished than if you didn't. And for being more realistic, just think about, do I have time to do this goal right now in my life? Can I make the time to do this goal in my life? Do I have the physical attributes to do this goal right now in my life? You know, do I have the time to train for a marathon? Or, you know, will my body let me run for a marathon? You know, those are all things to think about. So you're not setting yourself up for failure. You want to set yourself up for success. The second obstacle on why you're not achieving your goals is that you just can't seem to find the time to work on them. Life is crazy these days, and there's so much to do. From all the things we need to get done at home, to work, to everything in between, we can be spread pretty thin. However, if you aren't working on your dreams, you're working on someone else's. Yes, you're doing more at work because your goal is to get promoted, but you could think that every email you get is someone asking you for help to achieve their goals. If you had a real emergency or something you couldn't miss, you would stop everything you're doing for that. But when it comes to ourselves and our goals, we can just get lost in what needs to get done. And sometimes we are actually just making excuses for ourselves because our goals aren't motivating us, they aren't important, or that we just don't know where to begin. So let me give you two examples. First, I know I will keep doing other things on my to-do list when I just don't know what I need to do for my goal, or I don't know what my goals are, or I don't see the value of doing it. So I kind of just avoid it. And for goals not being motivating, I know for myself, if I have a goal to lose weight, sometimes I just want to keep doing more work because I really don't want to run. Because in reality, I don't want to lose weight. I am already in great shape. I'm just comparing myself to models and thinking I need to look better. And just a quick side note and quick tip, if I rephrase my goal to something meaningful or important to me, it will be so much easier to achieve. So instead of losing weight, my goal could be to increase my heart health so I can live longer for my kids. Now that will get me up. So what can you do to overcome this and find the time to achieve your goals? To start, instead of using, "I don't have the time," replace that with, "I'm not making the time." When you say, "I don't have the time," you're closing your mind off to the possibility of even finding the time. But when you say, "I'm not making the time," it allows you the opportunity to think why you're not actually doing something and how you can actually start doing something. And if it's something important to you, then you will find the time. And if it's not important, then why are you even doing it in the first place? All you're doing is stressing yourself out to achieve something that you don't want and then feeling bad about it when you don't actually work towards it. If you really want to set yourself up for success, you'll set clear goals that you actually think are important and meaningful and make a plan on how and when you will achieve them. Because without that, your goal is just a wish. So take the guesswork out of goals and take the time to figure out what it is that you actually want to do and make your plan how you're going to do it so you don't have to worry about anything other than doing what you said you were going to do. I know when I goal plan, say it's a 6-month goal, what I'll do is, what do I need to achieve in 5 months? What do I need to achieve in 4 months? What do I need to achieve in 3 months that's going to get me to that 6-month goal? And then I break it down by week. Okay, if this is my monthly goal, how do I get there? What do I need to do each week? So take the time. I know it sounds tedious, but if you take the time to put in that work now, you're going to take out all the guesswork what you need to do during the week. So it's going to be so much easier to make and find the time to achieve your goal. Now, for the third obstacle on why you're not achieving your goals is that you have too many. Research shows that having 1 to 2 goals will allow you to better focus your efforts and actually drive you to achieve what you want. Just think, if you had debt on multiple accounts, do you pay all of them a little by little, or do you focus on paying one off at a time? Maybe not the best example for my non-finance listeners out there, but if you try to pay off all of your debt on all of your cards, you may never make a dent in your debt. But by paying them off one by one, this will allow you to actually get rid of some of those accounts. And that is how you should approach your goals. Even if you're really driven and you have so much you want to achieve, prioritizing which goals you want to focus on is key. And if every goal is equally important, then see if any of your goals overlap so you can hit 2 birds with 1 stone. You know, but the most important thing here is for you to be realistic with your time. Can you really get everything done? If so, how and when? Again, as I've mentioned before, you want to set yourself up for success. If you can plan it out, great, but only you know your schedule and what you're capable of achieving. That's all I have for this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay inspired and live powerfully. Thanks for tuning in to the Recovering Corpaholics podcast. For show notes, to stay connected, and learn more about our show, find us online at recoveringcorpaholics.com. And if you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, show your support by subscribing and reviewing this show. See you next week, everyone.